Today's shiur is Masechta Horeis, Daf Beis, and we will begin Beis with Hashem Yisbarach, our new Masechta Horeis. Masechta Horeis primarily discusses the situation where people made a mistake. People passed wrong, people did something wrong. The Masechta begins with discussing the halacha of Parhelm Dovish or Tzibur, where the Torah tells us that if the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, according to some opinions, other opinions will say it's not necessarily the Sanhedrin, erroneously issue a ruling, and as we're going to learn, it refers to a situation for which the Aveira has a Chiyuv Karis. The Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Krisis mentions 31 Aveiras for which there's a Chiyuv Karis if one violates these Aveiras, the Mezid, and a Chiyuv Chatos if somebody does these Aveiras B'shogeg. Specifically for such Aveiras, for Aveiras where there is no Chatos Kavua, the definition of a Chatos Kavua is that if somebody does this Aveira B'shogeg, he has to bring a Kispa or a Seira, whereas if the Aveira was, there are certain Aveiras that if they're done, the Chiyuv Karban Chatos is a Chiyuv Karban Oyla V'yoyrid, depending on the person's financial status. So the halacha is that if Beis Din issue an erroneous psak in such a type of aveira, and most of Klal Yisrael, and again, how to define most of Klal Yisrael will be an important part of what we will be in Mitzvah Shem learning in our Masechta, follow this erroneous psak. Beis Din has a chiyuv to bring a par helm dover shel tzibur, and actually as a unique carbon, a carbon chatas brought from a par, from a bull, the blood of this carbon, unlike the blood of typical carbon chatas, is not sprinkled on the mizbeach achitzoin. Very unique carbon chatas. Actually, as we will mitzvah Shem learn in our Masechta, there are other such unique situations that are referred to in the Torah and are discussed in our Masechta. There's the concept of a par koi mashiach, that if the koin gadol does an aveira, he has to bring a unique carbon chatos. There's the par hanossi, if the nossi does a unique aveira, he has to bring a carbon, or does an aveira, he has to bring this special type of carbon chatos. And in fact, the Mefarshim ask, if we follow the order of the Torah, we will see that the first of these kabbonis that's mentioned in the Torah is actually the par koin ha-mashiach. And therefore the Mefarshim ask, why doesn't our Masechta begin with the halachas of par koin ha-mashiach? So one teretz is, as we're going to learn further in our Masechta, that the model, when there is a chi of a par koin ha-mashiach, is modeled after the par of the Helm Dovish of Tzibur, and therefore our Mishnah had to begin with first teaching us the Halach, the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur. Another explanation is, as the Torah says, Vim Koin HaMashiach Yechta L'Eshmas Ho'am. It's a gnai, it's embarrassment to Klal Yisrael if their leader does an Aveira. And therefore, because it's an embarrassment to Klal Yisrael if their leader does an Aveira, it's Amasechta avoids discussing, Amasechta doesn't want to begin speaking about something L'Eshmas Ha'am. Actually, we have a riot that's pshat in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah begins with the words, Hor Beis Din Laval Achmi Kol Mitzvos Amuris B'Torah V'Holach V'Osa Yochid Shogeg Apiyam. The Mishnah doesn't really speak about the case of a parhelm dovish otzibur. For as we said a moment ago, the real situation of a parhelm dovish otzibur is when most of the tzibur followed the incorrect psak of Beis Din. But that's not what the Mishnah begins with. The Mishnah begins with a situation where it's only one individual who's following that incorrect psak. Explain the Mefarshim. Again, because we want to avoid speaking about something which is a terrible embarrassment. So the Mishnah first speaks about the case of only a Yochid doing an Aveira, not a Tzibur. If so, ask the Mefarshim, why doesn't the Pasuk also begin with the Parsha Parahelm Dovah Shel Tzibur? To that, answer the Mefarshim, because we're going to learn later in our Masechta, that if there are limited funds, first the Parakayin HaMashiach should be brought, and only then the Parahelm Dovah Shel Tzibur should be brought. That's why the Torah first mentions the Halach of a Parahelm Dovah. That's why the Torah first mentions the Parash of Parakayin HaMashiach. Masechta Ha'irius is in Seydin Nezikin, and the Mefarshim ask, why is Masechta Ha'irius in Seydin Nezikin? Shouldn't Masechta Ha'irius be in Seydin Kachim? For as we just explained, doesn't the Masechta speaks primarily about Kabbonis, which belong in Seydin Kachim? Explain the Mefarshim that the proper order, if we follow the order in the Mishnayos, is that we have first Masechta Sanhedrin, then we have Masechta Avos, and then we have Masechta Sanhedrin. Masechta Sanhedrin, as we learned, teaches us all about Batei Dinim. So after we learned about the Sanhedrin and the Batei Dinim, we then learn Masechta Avos, which is guidance to the Dayanim how to act in their Batei Dinim. And after we give them this guidance, we tell them what happens if Chas v'Shalom they made a mistake, what will be their obligation. Or another pshat that I saw, Masechta Ha'irius is a perfect extension of Masechta, is a perfect extension of Masechti of us, because Masechta Ha'irius actually teaches us a very important lesson in life, and that is that people do make mistakes, and what are the repercussions of the mistakes that we make. So teaches us the Mishnah, Har Bezdin Lava Achm Komitzis Amuris Betaira. If Bezdin gave out an erroneous psak, which because of that psak, people will be violating one of the mitzvahs for which there's a chiyuv karis. Again, as I said, in Machloikas Rishonim, if it's the Sanhedrin or it's other Batei Dinim, V'holach HaYochid V'osah Shogig Apiem, and a Yochid went and follow this psak, says the Mishnah, Bein she'osu v'osu imam, whether Bezdin acted improperly and he acted with them, Bein she'osu v'osu achreyem, whether Bezdin followed their incorrect psak and he followed the psak, Bein she'lo yosu, whether Bezdin didn't act this way at all, he just followed their psak. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the Mishnah is following the Loizu Afsu methodology, that not only is he parted from a Karmel Chatas if he acted along with the court, but even in a case where he acted independently, only when not together with them, and even in a case where they didn't act this way at all, in all of these cases the halach is potter. He does have to bring a Karmel Chatas. When they should tell Bezdin, he relied on Bezdin. Interesting question that the Mefarshim grapple with. We are learning now, as I've mentioned a few times, that the Parahelm Dovish of Tzibur is only brought if the Bezdin is only brought if Rav of the Tzibur followed this improper psak. What will be the halacha, asked the Mefarshim, if it wasn't most of the tzibur, and given that it wasn't most of the tzibur, so the halacha is that Parahelm Dovish of Tzibur is not brought. But what will be the halacha? Will Bezdin have an obligation to bring a regular Karmel Chatas, considering that it was because of them that this person did this Aveira? And I actually saw two approaches in the Rishonim. It's Machlokes Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel's opinion is that certainly under this circumstances the Bezdin who caused this person to do the Aveira by giving the incorrect psak has to bring a Karmel Chatas. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that a person brings a Karmel Chatas if he did an Aveira. Bezdin might have done something improper here by issuing this erroneous psak, but they didn't do any Aveira, and given that they didn't do any Aveira, they have no chiyuv to bring a Karmel Chatas. Actually, as I saw the Achroinim, the Maram Isada, and other Achroinim explain the Machloikis of Rambam and Tosfos, it really boils down to how do we look at Bezdin's Psak. Do we look at Bezdin's Psak as an action? And therefore, if we look at Bezdin's Psak as an action, so therefore they would be Chayv Karmachatis. Or, at the end of the day, it isn't an action, it's only a Psak, and for a Psak alone, there is no Chayv Karmachatis. Hara Bezdin continues the Mishnah. A Bezdin gave this erroneous Psak, V'yoda Echmen Shatov, but there's somebody who's aware that Bezdin was paskening incorrectly. Oy Talmud V'roy Lahira, or he was a Talmud who should have realized that Bezdin's Psak is incorrect, and the Gemara will analyze this. V'holach V'asal Pim, and he still fouled the Psak. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, what his mistake was, he thought that, as we know, there's a halacha, mitzvah l'shmaya l'divrei chachamim, one has to follow what the chachamim said. And this individual made a mistake in assuming that he has to follow what Bezdin says, no matter what. Says, which was not what he should have done. Bein she'osu v'osu imam, whether his mistake was done along with Bezdin. Bein she'osu v'osu achreim, or whether his mistake was done after Bezdin. Bein she'osu v'osu, Bezdin didn't do this at all. And all these situations, he's chayiv, his psak wasn't based on Bezdin. In other words, as the Mefarshim explain. Mefarshim explain what the Gemara here means to say is that this person's mistake is not dependent on Bezdin's psak. This person's mistake is that he didn't follow, he didn't have a clear understanding of what does it mean when the halacha is mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. And since that's the basis of his mistake, it isn't a situation of what we are learning, and Mitzvah Shem will be learning about the halachas of Parham Dovash Tzibur or the tor of a karmachatas in such a situation. Zer Klal summarizes the Mishnah, and of course the Gemara will explain why we need this summary. Hatoyle Ba'at Mechayiv, if somebody made a mistake because of himself, not because of Bezdin, he's chayiv to bring a karmachatis. Hatoyle Be'Bezdin, if his mistake is because of Bezdin, he's potter. Says the Gemara, Lo'olam Amashmul, Lo'olam Ein Bezdin Chayovim, the halacha of a parhelm dovish at Tzibur, the chiyiv of a parhelm dovish at Tzibur doesn't exist at Shiyomer Lahem until Bezdin said Mutar Matem. Only if Bezdin used those words of Mutar Matem does the halacha parhelm dovish at Tzibur apply. Rav Dimi min Adama at Shiyomer Lahem Mutar Matem Lasais. Rav Dimi goes a step further. In order for the halacha parhelm dovish at Tzibur to apply, says Rav Dimi, Bezdin had to use the words umetarim atem lasis. So the simplest pshat in understanding the Gemara, and this is going to be the pshat that Amit Hashem we will follow in explaining the Gemara, is as follows. The Gemara is teaching us. The Gemara is teaching us that for a psak to be considered a psak for which there's a parhelm dovish at Tzibur, it has to be a psak that was given in response to a question that was asked lahalocha. If the question wasn't asked lahalocha, then there is no din of a parhelm dovish at Tzibur. The machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Dimi is what is considered a situation of a machloikis lahalocha, where Shmuel's opinion is that a Bezdin says mutarim atem, that is already considered enough of a situation that is already considered enough of a situation that it's considered an answer to halach l'maisa. That means everybody is in agreement in the Gemara that if there was a discussion in yeshiva in the Beis Medrash, and based on a discussion in the Beis Medrash, a psak was said, a halacha was said, that clearly everybody will agree will not be a case for which there's a chiyuv parhelm dovish at Tzibur. But Shmuel says that if somebody comes to Bezdin and asks a question and gets an answer, that's already considered a situation for which there's a chiyuv parhelm dovish at Tzibur. Rav Dimi, on the other hand, holds that isn't enough. It has to be mutarim atem lasois. Why? So again, as I said, most Rishonim are of the opinion, because only when the words Mutarim Atam Lasis are used, those words indicate that it should be done immediately. Mutarim Atam doesn't speak about it being, the psak being followed immediately, and therefore it doesn't fall into the category of a psak that's halacha l'maisa. That's how we're going to learn the Gemara. Others say it's just a question of terminology. Mutarim Atam Lasis is a much stronger terminology than just Mutarim Atam, and we need to have the stronger terminology that it should be considered a psak of halacha l'maisa that the Din HaParahalam Davish Atzibah should apply. But then there's another approach in the Rishonim. We're going to quote this approach. We're not going to follow it. Is that the Nafka Mina, and there's two ways of learning, there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to follow this approach, that the two ways of understanding Mutarim, the difference between Mutarim Atam and Mutarim Atam Lasois is as follows. Mutarim Atam speaks to the individual who's asking the question. Mutarim Atam Lasois not only speaks to the individual, but says you could publicize what we're saying. And therefore some Rishonim say only when spoken to the individual, telling him you may do something which really you may not do, is there halacha paralam davish atzibur? Whereas it's only something that's going to be publicized, but it's not being spoken to a specific individual, there won't be a halacha a paralam davish atzibur. That's one approach. The other approach is actually just the opposite. Only a psak of mutarim atam lasois, which is publicized, that is considered a situation for which there's a paralam davish atzibur. Whereas if it's a psak just spoken to one individual, there would not be a situation for which there should be a chiyuv paralam davish atzibur. Amar Abaya. So again, Amar Shmuel loyalim ein bezin chayovim ad shiyomer lem mutarim atam. According to Shmuel, you have to have mutarim atam. Rav Dimi Madama ad shiyomer mutarim atam lasois. My tama. Because if you don't have the Mutarim Atam Lasois, Lefishna Nigmar HaRoh, it's not considered a full-fledged halacha l'maisa. The Achronim do point out that even though we're having a discussion here by issues of Issa v'Heter, what is considered a full-fledged psak and what is not considered a full-fledged psak, point out the Achronim, when it comes to Shailus of Dinei Mominus, the halacha is that there certainly a psak of Dinei Mominus is not considered a final psak until the words Chayev Atolitein Loi are said. There everybody will agree that those words have to be considered a final psak. Rashi points out also, and it's just going to mention, there is a machloikis if the Rashi in Al Gemara is truly Rashi. I've seen three different opinions. Some say it is Rashi. The Malbim says it's somebody else altogether. In fact, the Rambam doesn't call him Rashi. The Rambam calls him Hamafarish. Others say that the Rashi in Amasechta was written by Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivon. Rashi points out, why does Shmuel use the words L'Olam? Says Rashi, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta Mitzashem, a Machloikis, who is the one that has to pay for the carbon? Is it the tzibur that pays for the carbon, or is it bezin that pays for the carbon? Says Shmuel, no matter what opinion you take in that question, my psak, what the Gemara is saying now, is the same. Amar Abaye, afanan namitanina. We also seen that a psak to be considered a psak is only when it's hoyer lasis. We learned the Masechta Sanhedrin, the halach of a zaka mamre. A zaka mamre is an individual who bezin in the local city gave a psak. He disagrees with Bezdin's psak. They go up to Bezdin HaGadol, and Bezdin HaGadol concurs with the local Bezdin, and they come home and he's still saying his own psak. So the Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Chazal Iroi, if he comes home, Shana Valimit Kederach Shalimit, he continues saying what he said previously, Potter, he is not yet a Zaka Mamre who's Chayiv Misa, until he's Hoyra Lasis. Again, we see from here, a psak is only psak when it's Hoyra Lasis. Amar Rabba gives a different raya. Afanan nam tanina. The Mishnah, the Gemara discusses in Masechta Yevamos, if a woman's husband is missing, and two Edom came and say that they know that he's dead, so there, her getting remarried has nothing to do with Bezdin. She's getting remarried because of the two Edom. But let's say only one aide comes and says that he knows that the husband is dead. And as the Gemara Masechet Yevamos teaches us, Mishim Iguna Ekula Barabonin, and the Bezdin can accept the testimony of one aide. Says the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, Harula Bezdin Linasei, Bezdin allowed her to get remarried. V'hoch v'kilkel, she didn't get remarried. She went and she had a promiscuous relationship with someone else. And then her husband comes, Chayevis Bekarbon, she's Chayev Bekarbon. Shalai Tirla El Linasei. The heter of Bezdin was only for her to get remarried. And here too we have a machlokes Rishonim how to understand the Raya of the Gemara. Some Rishonim learn the Gemara quite simply. The wording of the Mishnah, which says, Hoyer loy Bezdin Linasei, teaches us that a psak is only a psak when Hoyer loy Bezdin Linasei, they had to say clearly what they mean. That's how some explain. Others explain that what was Bezdin's psak? Hoyer loy Bezdin Linasei. Bezdin allowed her to get remarried. And therefore, if she followed the psak of Bezdin, and her husband shows up, she's potter, because she did what Bezdin told her. But Bezdin never told her that she could have a promiscuous relationship. Or, as other Rishonim explain, Bezdin never told her that she's allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, because an Alman is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol. And therefore, if she married a Kohen Gadol, to that we don't have a het to Bezdin. And a psak is only a psak when Bezdin said those words. And therefore, she would be chayv karmichatis for what she did. Amravina, third raya. Afanan namitanina. Our Mishnah is actually raya. Because the Mishnah said, Horele bezdin lava alachas kol mitzvahs hamuris b'toira. So clearly said, the Mishnah clearly used the words, Horele lava. They were very articulate in what they said. And says Sulaimidi, says the Gemara Sulaimidi, Rav Dimi's opinion that the psak has to be so very clear that it should be a situation for which there is a chiv harlan davish al tzibur needs no further elaboration. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of the machloikus of Shmuel and Rav Dimi. Actually, the exact same machloikus, but their opinions are reversed. Am Shmuel. Shmuel in this version is the one that says, Ein bezin chayovim at shiarim lahem, until bezin is very clear in their wording, Omutarm atem lasois. And it's Rav Adim min Hado who says, Afilu mutarm atem, it's already considered nigma hayra, and there's a chi parhelm davashat sibber. Amr Abaya asks Abaya on Rav Dimi, V'loi tenan tenochi, didn't we just quote the Mishnah that says by the Zokim Mamre, the Mishnah Masechtas and Hedin, Chazal Iro Vishana Limikadera Shalimed is potter only if Hira Lassos. So we see it's only Hira Lassos is considered as Chayv Zokim Mamre, and the Gemara safely assumes that the Alokas of Zokim Mamre and the Alok of Parahelm Dovish at Sibur parallel each other. Amr of Ami Veloy Tanan Hochi, the Mishnah Masechti Yavamis, which says Vahirle Bezdinli Nosei, Vahokhav Kilkal Chayevs Bekarbin, Shloy Tirle Nosei. But again, the only thing is because it's Hoyle Bezdinli Nosei. Amr Vina Voloit Nan Hochi. Our Mishnah, where Mishnah says Hoyle Bezdin Lavar al Achs Mikol Mitzvahs Amurus Batoira. Again, it seems that it has to be a very clear psak that it should be a situation of Parhelm Dovish at Sibur. It says the Gemara Suli Midi, in this version, Shmuel's opinion is certainly correct that it has to be Hoyle Bezdin Lasseis. So the Mefarshim should make a very interesting observation. We've had the exact same Gemara twice. Just in the first version, it was Shmuel who said you don't have to have Hoyer Bezdin Lasois. It was Rav Dimi who said you have to have Hoyer Bezdin Lasois. And in the second version, we had the same Machloikas, just with the opinions reversed. But we find a very interesting thing in the Gemara, say, asked the Mefarshim. In the first version, the Gemara quoted Rav Dimi's opinion, and then brought three rayas. In the second opinion, the Gemara quotes Shmuel's opinion, and then Rav Dimi's opinion, and uses the rayas that are previously used to the opinion of Hoyer Bezdin Lasseis as a question against the opinion that says that you don't have to have Hoyer Bezdin Lasseis. Why did the Gemara before use it as rayas and here use it as kashas? Said in a fresh and beautiful pshat. In the previous Gemara, it's not necessarily to say that Shmuel and Rav Dimi are arguing. We can explain, say the Mefarsh in the previous Gemara, that Shmuel says that to have a chiva parallel davish at Sibur, you need a hayra from Bezdin. Takes Rav Dimi Shmuel's statement, and not that he's arguing. He takes it one step further. And he says, it's not just that you have to have Hayr Beis Din, you have to have Hayr Beis Din Lasois. But they're not arguing. And therefore, according to this understanding, the Gemara goes on to say, Rayus. In this version, however, it's clear that Shmuel and Rav Dimi are arguing. Because Shmuel says, the first opinion, that you have to have Hayr Beis Din Lasois. If Rav Dimi is not arguing with Shmuel, so what's Rav Dimi saying? It must be that Rav Dimi is arguing. Where that Shmuel is saying, to be chai v'kapar helm dovish tzibur, you have to have Hayr Beis Din lasois. Says Rav Dimi, Hayr Beis Din is enough. Ask the Gemara, Hayr Beis Din is enough? We have three rayas that Hayr Beis Din alone is not enough. So the Mishnah said, v'holach ha-yochid v'osu shogig apiyem, if the Yochid went and did a shogig based on them. Ask the Gemara, for Nisni Asa PM. Why does the Mishnah have to use the word shogig PM? Shogig lamimli. And as the Miri says, certainly we had to have the Mishnah saying PM, because that's the main point of our whole sugya, that the person followed the Psak of Beis Din. The question of the Gemara, however, is that of course he's a shogig. And as the Mepharshim explain, it's based on a Rambam, that the Rambam says that if an Amoritz followed the Psak of Beis Din, even if he knows Beis Din is incorrect, whereas, as we learned in the Mishnah, we'll discuss soon in the Gemara, if a Talmud Chacham follows Beis Din, even though he knows Beis Din is incorrect, he's still Chayiv Kar Mechatis. Amoritz is always part of Kar Mechatis, so why does the Mishnah have to use the word Shagig? Amar Rava, Shagig, the reason the Mishnah uses the word Shagig is to teach us another case. Lesuye comes to teach us the case of Hayr Beis Din Shechel Mutar. We have two pieces of meat. And Beis Din says that this piece of meat, which really lahalocha is chaylev, obviously not kosher, chiyiv karis, they erroneously paskin that it's not chaylev. But also in this case, v'neschal chaylev b'shum v'ochloi. So again, we have two pieces of meat, a kosher piece of meat and a non-kosher piece of meat. The person really had intention to eat the kosher meat, but he ate the non-kosher meat, which Beis Din erroneously paskin was kosher. Says Rava that the Mishnah is teaching us that not only in a case where the person simply followed the incorrect psak of Beis Din, where Beis Din incorrectly said a piece of meat is kosher when it's really not, but even in this case where there's this element of confusion included in the case, he's still potter from the carbon chatas. RPM, because RPM mamish. So the Mishnah is teaching us two cases. One is the case of Shogeg, the case that we just described. And RPM is the other case where he followed an incorrect Psak of Beis Din. Ikadamri, however, there's a different version that has just the opposite. Amarava, Shogeg RPM Udapater. It's only in a case where the entire mistake was his incorrectly following the Psak of Beis Din, is he Potter from a Karmel Chattis. In a case where there's also this confusion included, he would indeed be chayv karmachatis. Says the Gemara, Mils de Pshita Leila Rava. In both versions of Rava that we just quoted, Rava is very clear. In the first version, it's clear to him that he's potter from karmachatis. In the second version, it's clear to him that he's chayv karmachatis. Says the Gemara, actually, what is posh to Rava is really come a boy le Rami Bachama is a question to Rami Bachama. The boy Rami Bachama asked this very question. In a case where Hayr Beis Din Shechel of Mutter, Beis Din paskin that this piece of meat, which is really not kosher, is kosher. But on top of that, Neschav loy b'shumen v'ochloy, this person got confused between two pieces of meat and ate the piece of, intending to eat the kosher piece of meat, ending up eating the non-kosher meat, mahu what is the halacha? Amar Rava Toshma, Holach Yochav Osu Shogig Apiem. And the question is, why does the Mishnah have to use all of these words? Shogig Apiem Lomeli, Lav Lesuye, it's coming to teach us, that the case of Hayr Beis Din Shechel of Mutter, Neschal Vlei Chel B'Shumim V'Ochloi, the halacha is that he's Potter. Says Rami Bachama, the proof isn't a proof. Maybe what the Mishnah means is just the opposite. Dema Shogig Apiem Udapotter. Only where his entire problem was that he followed an incorrect psak of Bezdin, that's where he's potter from Karmachatis. If on top of that there's also an element of confusion, perhaps he'd be chayv Karmachatis. Ikadamri, a different way how this entire discussion went. Amarava, Toshma, Holch Yachavas, Shogil PM. My lav, doesn't the Mishnah come to teach us that strictly Shogig al PM who the potter? Only in a case where his entire issue was that he followed an erroneous Psak of Bezdin, is he potter from Karmachatis. Avon Schav Lechel Mishum Ve'Ochloi, the din will be that he's Chayv Karmachatis. To which the Gemara says, no, that isn't necessarily Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is limiting the Ptur from Karmachatis only to the case we didn't follow the Psak of Bezdin properly. Dima Oy Shogig Oy Al PM, maybe what the Mishnah means, either one of these situations will create a situation that is potter from Karmachatis. Says the Gemara, actually this question that Rami Bachama posed, which actually we're learning there are two ways of understanding our Mishnah, how our Mishnah would speak to this question, is a Machloikis Amaroim. For says the Gemara, our case, Hara Bezdin Shechel of Mutter, V'neschav Loi Chelim B'Shumim V'Ochloi, Rav Am HaPotter, Rezav, he's going to be part of Karmachatis, Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, Rabbi Yochanan saying he's going to be Chayev Karmachatis. And the Stipler explains what is the basis of the Machloikis. The one that holds that he's Chayev says that the only time there's a Ptor from Karmachatis is when the person followed an erroneous Psak of Bezdin. Here, as we have been explaining, it's not strictly that he followed the erroneous Psak of Bezdin. What does Rav hold? Rav holds that indeed there is here this element of confusion. But what would have been if he wouldn't have been confused? What would have been if he would know which is which piece of meat? He still would have eaten the meat that he ate, because he would have followed the Psak of Bezdin. And therefore, it all boils down to Bezdin's Psak that caused him to do this Aveira. And that's why Rav holds that he's potter from the Karmachatis. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chiv of Karmachatis, and the Stipler takes this a step further. He says, what does the Chiv carbon come from? Does the Chiv carbon come from your act, or does the Chiv carbon come from you not being careful? Rav says it comes from being careful or not being careful. And therefore Rav says, here will be Chayv Karmachatis. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says, we look at the act, and this is an act for which there's a Chiv Karmachatis, and therefore, even though there also was an erroneous Psak Bezdin, he will still be Chayv Karmachatis. As the Gemara may say, the Pasuk says, Me'am Oretz Ba'asoy Soy Prat L'Mumer. It comes to teach us that a Mumer doesn't bring a Karmachatis. Ask the Mepharshim, of course a Mumer doesn't bring a Karmachatis. We have a concept of Zevek Rishoyim To'eva. We won't take a carbon from a Mumer. So I saw two Terutzim. One Terutz is that the Brice is teaching us that let's say the person did this Aveiri, he ate the Chalev when he's a Mumer, and then he did Tshuva. We still don't accept the Karmachatis from him. That's one Pshat. Another Pshat is that we would think that it's Chayt and Nisker. Because he's a Mumer, he saves himself the requirement to bring a Karmachatis. Kamash Malon, that we don't take a carbon from a Mumer. And the explanation, as we've said previously, is as follows. Bringing a carbon is actually an opportunity. It's not a punishment. A Mumer doesn't get the opportunity to bring the carbon. Rav Shimon ben Yosi and Rav Shimon ain't a tzarech. We don't need a pasuk to teach us that a Mumer is excluded for bringing carbonus. For Harei Oimer, the pasuk says, to teach us, Hashav mi diyasai. Only such an individual, where if he was told what he's doing in his aveira, would immediately stop. He is a person who may be karbon ashigasai. Lo hashav mi diyasai. But if he wouldn't have refrained from doing the aveira, were he made aware what he's doing is an aveira, ainu mevi karbon ashigasai, doesn't bring a carbon. Vemisa says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct that somebody who, besides following the incorrect Psak of Bezdin, also got confused, has to bring a Karmachatis, even if this person was told, you're confused, you're eating the wrong piece of meat, he still wouldn't have stopped because he's following Bezin's psak that says that this piece of meat is kosher. So why does such an individual bring a karmel chatas? Amra papa, k'sav Rabbi Yochanan, k'ivin dechi misyadu l'bei dina, were Bezin made aware that they made wrong psak, hadri behu, they would have retracted, v'hu nami hadabei, and therefore he would retract also. He is already, says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Papa, explaining Rabbi Yochanan, in the category of Shabmi, the Asak Koranibai, and that's why he's Chayv Karmachatis. Amar Rava. However, says Rava, as we've been saying in our Shir, the Chi of a Parhelm Dovish at Sibur is only in a situation where most of the Tzibur did the Aveira. Says Rav, that let's say most of the Tzibur just followed. You have a big community that followed in this erroneous Pesach Bezdin. And you also have this individual who, with this incident that we're discussing, says the Gemara Moed Rav Sheinu Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur, that he can't be part of the rest of the Tzibur. My Tama, Amakra B'Shkoga, Achei Kulm Shkoga Achas. And therefore, all the people who just, their mistake was a simple mistake. They followed Bezdin's incorrect Pesach. A person like this, who isn't in the same story as the rest of the people, can't combine with the rest of the people. Ask the Mefarshim, and what will be the halacha if you'll have a very large part of Klal Yisrael, the majority of Klal Yisrael, who have this exact story? They got confused between the pieces of meat, and Bezin made the wrong psak. Will that be a case of Paralam Dovish at Sibur? So the Merai Meisada, the Karen Oyer, I mean, and other Achronim say certainly not. Because they say as follows. If you have a large group, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, what the definition of Roiv we'll discuss later, following the wrong Pesach Bezdin, so they all have the exact same mistake, and therefore they combine to be the Roiv of Klal Yisrael, that don't have to bring a Karbon Chatas, the Parhelm Dovish HaTzibur is brought. However, if every person got confused, my confusion is not connected to the next person's confusion. Each confusion is considered a separate confusion, and since each confusion is considered a separate confusion, they do not combine. So the Mishnah taught us that if somebody erroneously followed the erroneous Pesach of Bezdin, the Mishnah said, Bein Sha'as Vos Imam, and as we explained, the Mishnah went with three cases. Whether he acted together with them, Bezdin, after Bezdin, or acted alone. So we understand these cases, the Mishnah was teaching us a Chiddush. Then in every one of these cases, if he acted with them, or acted after them, or even acted alone, he's potter from a karma chatas. And says the Gemara, Lamel Mr. Kalhani, why do we mention all these cases? To teach us Bishlam Mereisha, the Loizu Afsuktani. Each one has a bigger chiddush. El is safer. The safer says that he's chayiv karma chatas, if he knew that Bezdin made a mistake. So if the Mishnah should have just said the opposite. Here the Mishnah is saying that since he knows that Bezdin made a mistake, he's chayiv karma chatas. So what the Mishnah should have said is that certainly in the case where he acted, where Bezdin didn't do anything, and he acted alone, that he did the wrong thing. And not only in that case, but even in the case where he acted with Bezdin as he chayiv, and he acted after Bezdin as he chayiv. And not only in the case that he acted after Bezdin, but even in the case that he acted with Bezdin is chayiv. So the Mishnah should have said the order just the opposite. And since the Gemara Zuvein Tzarech Lem Zuktani, the way we have to explain the safe is just the opposite, the safe should be explained as a Zuvein Tzarech Lem Zu. And I saw the Mefarshim explain the Gemara beautifully. The Mefarshim explained that there are two questions on the safe. One question on the safe is that the Seif is following the Zuv Ein Tzarech Lo Mezu method, which is something that Chazal typically try to avoid. That's one problem. The other question is that the Seifa, that the Reisha followed the Lo Zu Afzu method, and the Seif is following a different method. So how are we to understand our Mishnah? So the Gemara is explaining as follows. The Reisha is going with the Loizu Afsu method, which is the typical derech of the Mishnais. The Sefer should not have followed the Zuvein Tzarech Lo Mezu, But if we're going to follow any other method, we're going to have to list the cases of the Sefer in an opposite order of the ratio. And we know that the Mishnayos in the times of Chazal were learned by Peh. And since they were learned by Peh, people tried to compose the Mishnayos as similar, all the dinim in the Mishnayos as similarly as possible, that it should be easy to memorize the Mishnah. And that's why the Mishnah in the Sefer follows the exact same order as the Reisha, even though it's not the Loizu Afsu method, the preferred method that Chazal used is the Zuvain Tzarech Loimzu method, which is the non-preferred method. So the Mishnah said, V'yod Echem En Shetol, Oy Talmud V'roy Lohay Ra, one of the members of Beis Din knew that a mistake was made, or a Talmud knew that a mistake was made. In both of these cases, he doesn't get potter from Karma Chattis. Ask the Gemara, Tati Lamali, the Talmud is also a Talmud Chacham. So why is the Mishnah teaching us both of these cases? Amma, Rava, answers Rav Itzrav. Sa'akadat Chamina, we would think, when is somebody Chayv Karma Chattis, even though Beis Din Paskin differently? Hanimili, only such an individual who's a Gomer, who's a person who has much knowledge, and Sover. Rashi explains that Sover is somebody who is a Maven Tover Mitoich Dover. Ava Gomer V'loi Sover. But let's say you have an individual who indeed has a lot of knowledge, but he isn't such a big Lamdin. Teaches us the Mishnah that even such an individual, if he followed Psak Besdin, which he shouldn't have, is Chayiv or Karmel Chattis. Amalei Abaya asks Abaya to Rava, the Mishnah said, Talmud Hagiloi Ra. Doesn't Hayra seem to indicate Gomer V'Sover Mashmer, somebody who indeed is both a Gomer V'Sover, and if he's not a Gomer V'Sover, he will not be Chayiv, he will not be Chayiv Karmel Chattis. Amalei says Rav Anoach Kamina. This is the way I understand the Mishnah. Imahi, if I would only have the first case of Yod Echemen Shetah, I would indeed say Havamina, that the only person who's obligated to bring a Karmel Chattis is one who is a Gomer V'Sover. I'm a Gomer V'Loi Sover. If indeed he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's not a Lamdin, Loi, he doesn't have to bring a Karmel Chattis. So therefore the Mishnah adds the words of Roy Lohi Ra. The Mishnah be adding the words Roy Lohi Ra, Mishnah Seira, superfluous words, teach us that a filu, if somebody is a Gomer V'Loi Sover, or he's a Summer V'Loi Gover, if he's either of these categories, he too will be Chayv Karmel Chattis. Roy Lohi Ra, the Mishnah says somebody who's a Roy Lohi Ra, Kigoy Man. Because, as the Rishonim say, if he's in the category of a Roy Lohi Ra, he's not a Talmud. So how do we call somebody a Talmud and at the same time call him a Roy Lohi Ra? I'm a Rava. The Mishnah is referring to such individuals like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma, who are certainly qualified to be Dayonim, but they never received Smicha because they weren't married. They are the people that the Mishnah are referring to. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, an individual like individuals such as these individuals, you can't call them a shoygig. You can't call them a person who's a shoygig for following Beis Din's psak, and they should be chayv karmel chattis. These people who knew that Beis Din made a mistake are mezer hava, and we know for a mezer there's no chayv karmel chattis. So how could the Mishnah be using them as an example of an individual who be chayv karmel chattis? Ask the Gemara. Ultameich. Hadatanya, the pasuk says, "Besoy soy achas." Yochar oisim fi atzmoi chayiv. If a person does an avera based on his own understanding, he's chayiv karmel chattis. By Ross Beis Din, if he does it based on Beis Din, he's potter. Ketzad, hayir Beis Din shechelav mutter. A Beis Din paskin that you're allowed to eat chelav. V'noyd lechem et shetam ta. And somebody knows that Beis Din made a mistake. Oy tamad yoshlof nei v'roy le'ro. Or there's a Talmud there who's Roy Le Ra, Kigoy, Shimon ben Azai, Yochli a potter, we would think he's potter from the Korban Chatas, Tamloin bas Soysa Achas. Yochid a oif api atzma chayiv, only a Yochid who acts on his own authority is chayiv Korban Chatas, but Ross Bezdin potter. Now, this Brisa clearly is speaking about Shimon ben Azai, yet the Brisa says that he's chayiv Korban Chatas. Why? If he knows Bezdin made a mistake, isn't he amazing? How must we understand the Braisa? And that will also be the explanation of the Mishnah. He knows that this is Osir, but his mistake was he made a mistake that he thought that the mitzvah of Lishmoya Divrei Chachamim supersedes his knowledge. And even though he knows Bezdin made a mistake, he believes that he has to follow what Bezdin says. That's how he says, I'm going to explain our Mishnah, the Torah Mitzvah Lishmoy Divrei Chachamim. Therefore, they're not considered Mezidim, but they're not considered, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, to be an individual. They're not considered to be such an individual who is following Bezdin's erroneous Pesach, because that's not their mistake. Their mistake is in the concept of Mitzvah Lishmoy Divrei Chachamim, and therefore, such an individual will be chayv to be in Korban Chatas. Ask the Rishonim and the Achronim. From here, this Gemara is clearly teaching us that if Bezdin gives a psak, if you know it's wrong, you shouldn't follow it. Ask the Gemara, the Medrash says, it says in Sifri, L'sosm nadova shigidul chayom in a small. Then the Medrash says, even if they tell you that small is yamin, or yamin is small, they tell you right is left, or left is right, you have to follow the psak. And here we're saying that we shouldn't follow the psak. How do we reconcile? So there are many answers given. The Ramban gives two answers. One answer the Ramban gives is that until the person comes to Bezdin and hears from Bezdin themselves what Bezdin holds, then he should follow his own psak. Once he explicitly hears from Bezdin their psak, he should follow the psak of Bezdin. Another way the Ramban answers, it depends who the person is. If the person is greater than the members of Bezdin, he should follow his own psak. If he's not greater than the members of Bezdin, then he should follow the psak of Bezdin. Another explanation the Aruch Chaim gives in the Sefer Chafetz Hashem, he says the nafkamina is if it's of chumrah. If the person is being machmer over Bezdin, he should follow his own psak. If he's not being machmer over Bezdin, he should follow the psak of Bezdin. Others want to say the nafkamina is if it's a question of svara or halacha. If it's a question of svara, so I can have a svara and you can have a different svara, so we're obligated to follow the svara of Bezdin. But if Bezdin is making a mistake against something that's a pasuk or a brisa, there you know Bezdin's making a mistake, you should follow what is correct. So the Mishnah concluded, Zaklal Hatoyle Ba'atz Mechayif. Somebody made the mistake based on what he knows, he's going to be chayv Korban Chatas. Lesuyamai, ask the Gemara, what does this last word of the Mishnah come to teach us? So the Gemara, Lesuyay, is coming to add the case of somebody who's mevat bahara. Somebody, Mishnah explained, who generally doesn't follow the psak of Bezdin, who such an individual, even if here he says he followed the psak of Bezdin, will still be chayv Korban Chatas. Toilet Bezdin. What is the case of Toilet Bezdin? The Suya Horebe Bezdin. It's talking about a case with Bezdin Paskin. V'yadu Shetou. And then they realized that they made a mistake. V'chosbehen. And they retracted. And this person acted based on Bezdin's original psak. Even though Bezdin retracted from that original psak, he still is part from Korban Chatas. Ask the Gemara, Haba Hadi Ketani Lei, that halacha we're going to learn explicitly in a Mishnah on Daf Gimel Mebeis. Answers the Gemara, so what does our Mishnah have to say? It says the Gemara, Tani Vahad Mefarish. First the Mishnah said it, our Mishnah said it in a general way, and then in Mitzvah Shem, the Mishnah Masechta Daf Gimel will drill down. Amar Yudah Mishmul, Zu Divrei Yehuda. The Mishnah taught us that if an individual followed the incorrect psak of Beis Din, even though it's not the majority of Klal Yisrael that followed that incorrect psak, he's potter from a carbon chattis. This is the opinion of Rav Yehuda.
The Chacham hold that Yochid also by Ross Beis Din. If only an individual followed the incorrect psak of Beis Din,
the loch is that he's chayif. Ask the Nadav Yehuda, how could such a person be chayif? The person followed Beis Din's psak, and yet, so why should he be chayif? Says the Nadav Yehuda, we have such a precedent. We spoke about earlier in our shir, that let's say two Edom come and say to a woman that her husband died, and then her husband appears, she has to bring a karma chattis. Again, she didn't do anything wrong. She followed the testimony of two Edom. Says the Nadav Yehuda, we still consider that a shaygig for which there's a key of karma chattis. Ask Mamai Rabbi Yehuda, why? So what's implicit in what's bothering the Gemara is that it turns out that our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Yochid of Rabbi Yehuda versus the opinion of the Rabbim, the Rabbanim. Ask the Gemara, so where do we see this machlokes? The Tanya. The Pasuk says, from Nachfesh Achas Techta Bishkoga Basoisai. So the Torah says, Shlosh Miutim. The Torah says, three separate Miutim. Nefesh Achas Basoisai. From the Basoisai we learn, Ha'oisim Epi'at Mechayiv. If somebody made a mistake, that's when he's going to be chayiv karmachatas by Ross Besdin. If his mistake was based on Besdin's incorrect psak, then he's going to be part of karmachatas. My Rabbanan, where do we see the opinion of the Rabbanan that they disagree? The Tanya. He learns in a Braisa. Adayin an Oimer. Miyad kol shechotu. If a minority of the Tzibur did an Aveira, chayovim, they're chayiv to bring karmachatas. She'ein Besdin mevim al yidein par. Because since it was only a miyut that did the Aveira, there is no chiv parhelm David tzibur. However, roiv kol shechatu, if most of the tzibur did the Aveira, yip turim, they should be potter from the karma chattis. Because in this case, shirei bezdin mevim al yideim par, here bezdin is going to bring a parhelm dover. Tamaloimer, afilu me'am aretz, afilu meruba. Even if most of the tzibur did the avera, feel a kuba kulay the chayiv to bring a karma chattis. Ask the Gemara, b'mai, what case is this brisa referring to? Ilema b'shigis ma'isa bezdin shloi b'roa. It's referring that either minority or majority of the community did an avera without bezdin having issued an erroneous ruling. Beis Din Ma'ivah D'Tayu. Why? What involvement does Beis Din have? Shloi B'Riah is Beis Din. Beis Din Mimaisi Shloi B'Roh. Would there be a Chi Parhelm Dover? Beis Din wasn't involved here. Ela B'Roh. The Brice is referring to a case where Beis Din did issue an erroneous ruling. But this also is difficult because it says V'Ksiv Me'am Ha'oritz, which refers to a case B'Shigis Ma'isa. Isn't this talking about that the people made a mistake without Beis Din? Rather, must, says Rabbi Yehuda, what must be shot in the Braisa? Alav hachikamer. Mi it kol shechotu b'shigis maisa. If only a minority of the community did an aveira without Beis Din's psak chayavin, they're going to have to bring karma chattis. Shein Beis Din mevim alei deim par b'ro, because there's no chiv Parhelm Dovi here. Ho'ein Chayovim. That in a case, this implies that in a case that even if they followed a psak of Beis Din, they still will have to bring a karma chattis. So Yochel, I would continue to think, that even if most of the community acted without a court ruling, without a incorrect psak, shebezim avin alein par by raw, because when they did it with an incorrect psak, they'll be potter from the karma chattis. Maybe even if there wasn't an incorrect psak, they should be potter. Tamaloimer me'am aretz, afilu rubai. Even if most of the community did the aveira, but there was no incorrect psak, karma chattis is brought. So here we see that the difference between a yochid and a tzibur is that a yochid, a miyit, brings a carbon chattis even with an incorrect psak. Amar papa memai. Maybe Dilma, what the Bryce means to say is loyheim v'loy bezdin, that when the Bryce says that when a minority did an aveira based on bezdin, nobody brings a carbon. They don't bring a carbon because they made a mistake. They just followed bezdin psak, and the bezdin doesn't bring a carbon helen dovah shel tzibur because it wasn't a tzibur. Ehochi asked the Gemara if that's what the Braisa meant. My area, the Kamahadal Rubel Chayuva, why does the Braisa look to teach a source for when the Roy did the Naveira without the Bezdin's Psak, Lamechlal? Isn't it come to teach us that there's a difference between a Roy and a Miyat? The Miyat by Ra, Kaimalon, the Mechayiv by Rasa, that even if they made an incorrect Psak, but given that the Aveira was only done by a Miyat, there is still a chiv karmachatis. And the Gemara continues, v'ned b'reish al mutin mechai b'shigiz maisa, because according to our papa, the Tana should have first taught us a case where the minority did an aveira through making a mistake with Bezdin's involvement, u'psoif, and then after teaching us that if they did an aveira without Bezdin's psak, then the header al rubel chiyuv b'shigas ma'isa, to tell us a case where the roiv is also chayiv of karma chattis if there wasn't a bezdin's psak. Why didn't the Gemara follow that lead? Elav midla mehad al miyata mechayav b'shigas ma'isa. Since the Tana first did not look for a case where there was shigas ma'isa, but then it teaches us a case where the rabbin did an aveira without Bezdin's involvement. Shmamino, it must be to teach us. The meat by Roch Chayavin, Henkes of Seira, a meat that does an aveira is always going to be Karmen Karmen Chattis. Vishloi by Roch Beshigis Maisa, and even if they did it, and even if they did the aveira without an incorrect psak, under all circumstances, they are going to be chayiv karban chattis, whereas the tzibur, that's where there's going to be a difference. If it was their mistake, they're going to be chayiv karban chattis. If it was Bezdin's mistake, they won't be chayiv karban chattis.